This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama today marked Armenian Remembrance Day with a statement. It was notable not for what it contained, but for what it did not, the word genocide. Armenians, as well as many historians, say that's the best word to describe what happened to some 1.5 million Armenians killed in 1915. Turkey, however, rejects the term. Mr. Obama's carefully worded statement was issued as Turkey and Armenia announced they have agreed in principle to normalize relations. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from the White House.
The statement opens this way. 94 years ago, one of the great atrocities of the 20th century began. That's the closest the president comes to characterizing the deaths of Armenians in the final days of the Ottoman Empire, the forerunner to modern Turkey. In the statement, Mr. Obama goes on to say he has, quote, consistently stated my own view of what occurred in 1915, and my view of history has not changed. The president's view has included the word genocide. As a senator, he and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, then a senator from New York, urged then-President Bush to recognize, quote, the mass slaughter of Armenians as genocide. But Mr. Obama did not use the term when, as president, he addressed the Turkish parliament earlier this month.
I know there are strong views in this chamber about the terrible events of 1915. And while there has been a good deal of commentary about my views, it's really about how the Turkish and Armenian people deal with the past. And the best way forward for the Turkish and Armenian people is a process that works through the past in a way that is honest, open, and constructive.
In his statement today, President Obama said he strongly supports efforts by Turkey and Armenia to normalize their relations, saying the two nations can forge a relationship that is peaceful, productive, and prosperous. That effort has a way to go. Turkey and Armenia have yet to begin discussing the thorniest issues that divide them, including the massacre. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.